from? Hey, Ming. Hey, Ming, where'd you from, Ming? Hey, Ming. This is Not So Shy John. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, May the 30th. And it's 3:46. I know I'm supposed to start at 3, but that's okay. I was doing stuff. I was coming back from the west side on the bus. Thank goodness I didn't have to ride my bike all the way. I kind of had to race a guy from Venice Boulevard to here because he was all like riding his fixie and showing off and popping wheelies on the street. And I followed him like from Venice to like Wilshire. And then he's like wheeling down the sidewalk and I saw his bike kind of shoot out from him, boing, out on the sidewalk, man. He leaned back a little too far and missed it, so I was able to overtake him. Never looked back. But anyway, and let me put some music on for you.
This next one is the first song on our new album. We'll be right back.
fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking boss, get off my back. Fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking boss, fucking ball ass boss.
Wait, hold on, wait. There's more. Wait. No, here. I'm not going to play more Beastie Boys for you because you're probably tired of them, right? And I like this song here. Oop, this song here. Yeah.
Beat 'em up!
Okay, we're back. And, oh no, get the mic up to level here. All right, started out that set with the Beastie Boys doing Jimmy James, Funky Boss, and Lighten Up, followed by a little Iggy Pop, Beat 'Em Up, and Talking Snake. This is from the title cut from the CD, Beat 'Em Up. All right. Now, I had this little article I wanted to read to you. Actually, it wasn't a little article. It's kind of long, but I thought it intensely interesting. Maybe something we might reflect upon in our advanced civilization here, just about how how civilizations go. This is, let's see, let me just get this warmed up here. Come on, dog. Read the title. Huge Ancient Civilizations Collapse Explained. The mysterious fall of the largest of the world's earliest urban civilizations nearly 4,000 years ago in what is now India, Pakistan, Nepal, and Bangladesh now appears to have a key culprit, ancient climate change, researchers say. Now, I would point out that they probably weren't driving, and while they had industry, it probably wasn't polluting the air. All right, it says, ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia may be the best known of the first great urban cultures, but the largest was the Indus, or Harappan civilization. This culture once extended more than 386,000 square miles, 1 million square kilometers, across the plains of the Indus River, from the Arabian Sea to the Ganges, and at its peak may have accounted for 10% of the world population. The civilization developed about 5,200 years ago and slowly disintegrated between 3,900 and 3,000 years ago. Populations largely abandoned cities, migrating toward the east. Antiquity knew about Egypt and Mesopotamia, but the Indus civilization, which was bigger than these two, was completely forgotten until the 1920s, said researcher Liviu Geosan, a geologist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution at Massachusetts. There are still many things we don't know about them. Nearly a century ago, researchers began discovering numerous remains of Harappan settlements along the Indus River and its tributaries, as well as in a vast desert region at the border of India and Pakistan. Evidence was uncovered for sophisticated cities, sea links with Mesopotamia, internal trade routes, arts and crafts, and as yet undeciphered writing. They had cities ordered into grids with exquisite plumbing, which was not encountered again until the Romans, Geosan told Live Science. They seem to have been a more democratic society than Mesopotamia and Egypt. No large structures were built for important personalities like kings or pharaohs. Like their contemporaries in Egypt and Mesopotamia, the Harappans, who were named after one of their largest cities, lived next to rivers. Until now, speculations abounded about the links between this mysterious ancient culture and its life-giving mighty rivers, Geosan said. Now Geosan and his colleagues have reconstructed the landscape of the plain and rivers where this long-forgotten civilization developed. Their findings now shed light on the enigmatic fate of this culture. Our research provides one of the clearest examples of climate change leading to the collapse of an entire civilization, Geosan said. The researchers first analyzed satellite data of the landscape influenced by the Indus and neighboring rivers. From 2003 to 2008, the researchers then collected samples of sediment from the coast of the Arabian Sea into the fertile irrigated valleys of Punjab and the northern Thar Desert to determine the origins and ages of those sediments and develop a timeline of landscape changes. It was challenging working in the desert. Temperatures were over 110 degrees Fahrenheit all day long. That would be 43 degrees centigrade, Geosan recalled. After collecting data on geological history, we could re-examine what we know about settlements, what crops people were planting, and when, and how both agriculture and settlement patterns changed, said researcher Dorian Fuller, an archaeologist with University College London. This brought new insights into the process of eastward population shift, the change towards many more small farming communities, and the decline of cities during late Harappan times. Some had suggested that the Harappan heartland received its waters from a large glacier-fed Himalayan river, thought by some to be the Sarasvati, a sacred river of Hindu mythology. However, the researchers found that only rivers fed by monsoon rains flowed through the region. Previous studies suggest the Gagar, an intermittent river that flows only during strong monsoons, may best approximate the location of the Sarasvati. Archaeological evidence suggested the river, which dissipates into the desert along the dried course of Hakra Valley, was home to intense settlement during Harappan times. "We think we settled a long controversy about the mythic Sarasvati River," Geosan said. Initially, the monsoon-drenched rivers the researchers identified were prone to devastating floods. Over time, monsoons weakened, enabling agriculture and civilization to flourish along flood-fed riverbanks for nearly 2,000 years. The insolation, the solar energy received by the Earth from the sun, varies in cycles, which can impact monsoons, Geosan said. In the last 10,000 years, the northern hemisphere had the highest insolation from 7,000 to 5,000 years ago, and since then insolation there decreased. All climate on Earth is driven by the sun, and so the monsoons were affected by the lower insolation, decreasing in force. This meant less rain got into continental regions affected by monsoons over time. Eventually, these monsoon-based rivers held too little water and dried, making them unfavorable for civilization. The Harappans were an enterprising people taking advantage of a window of opportunity, a kind of Goldilocks civilization, Geosan said. Eventually, over the course of centuries, Harappans apparently fled along an escape route to the east toward the Ganges Basin, where monsoon rains remained reliable. We can envision that this eastern shift involved a change to more localized forms of economy. Smaller communities, supported by local rain-fed farming and dwindling streams, Fuller said. This may have produced smaller surpluses and would not have supported large cities, but would have been reliable. This change would have spelled disaster for the cities of the Indus, which were built on the large surpluses seen during the earlier, wetter era. The dispersal of the population to the east would have meant there was no longer a concentrated workforce to support urbanism. Cities collapsed, but smaller agricultural communities were sustainable and flourished, Fuller said. Many of the urban arts, such as writing, faded away, but agriculture continued and actually diversified. These findings could help guide future archaeological explorations of the Indus civilization. Now, as an aside, I would point out that these studies might also help us to understand our own future as far as the climate goes. Researchers can now better guess which settlements might have been more significant based on their relationships with rivers, Geosan said. It remains uncertain how monsoons will react to modern climate change. There you go. If we take the devastating floods that caused the largest humanitarian disaster in Pakistan's history as a sign of increased monsoon activity, then this doesn't bode well for the region, Geosan said. The region has the largest irrigation scheme in the world, and all those dams and channels would become obsolete in the face of the large floods an increased monsoon would bring. Yeah, let me check something here. Oh, my God. Look. Well, here. Try this. Try some Dennis Leary.
The Lord of the Dance, Mr. Dennis Leary!
of the dance. Fuck Michael Flatley, it's me. The lord of the dance. The Fuhrer of the dance. The Meister of the dance. The fuck. To make Patrick Swayze the president of the dance, Michael? Lord of the dance. Where's the balls to call themselves the lord of anything, huh? Come on. Last time somebody called himself lord on this planet, he got crucified, Michael, okay? And we know where the hammer and the nails are. We can put you up in a couple of minutes. Have you seen that show? If you have, get out. Get the hell out of my show right now. If you've seen that show, if you own that videotape, leave right now. You seen the ads for this show? With him dancing out there with his little flat stomach and his faggy little bullfighting jacket on and his Jackie Stallone headband and his pirate shirt flowing in the wind? Come on. Folks, I'm Irish, okay? You've seen us dance at weddings. We don't dance like that. We dance like this. Except for the sober Irish guys. They're over in the corner dancing like this. That's the way I dance, actually, in real life. How sad is that? Lord of the dance. You want to do that show the right way? Get some big, fat, beer-bellied Irish guys out there in those bullfighting jackets, huh? Let them dance and drink and punch their relatives at the same time. Bob, what happened to your nose? It's broken. I was at my cousin's wedding last night. It beat up my mom. I love her. She loves me. There's a big boom in Irish culture right now. I was in Barnes & Noble the other day, and I saw a book entitled Irish Cuisine, and I laughed my balls off, okay? Irish Cuisine. What are we famous for cuisine-wise? We put everything in a pot and we boil it for 17 and a half hours straight. Until you can eat it with a straw. Thanks, Ma. Where's dessert? Okay, there it is. Thanks, Ma. That's not a cuisine, folks. That's penance. That's what that is, all right? Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I just blew Father O'Grady. What should I do? Eat your supper through a straw. I mean, I love Ireland, but you know, they're a tad behind the times, don't you think? They just voted divorce in Ireland last summer. Yeah, we're 3 years away from the millennium. We're about to colonize Mars. And they just voted divorce in. Wow. Wow. Hang on for another 2,000 years, you might get the Playboy Channel. Ooh. Ooh. Blowjobs are a long way off in that country, folks. We're hoping to vote the blowjobs in around 2050. Because right now we're only allotted about 3 blowjobs a year and they all go to Michael Flatley! Little did we know about the headbands. If we had the headbands, we could be getting the blowjobs. Marv, 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 Marv. 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 Marv, this is God. What the hell were you thinking? How do you let that thing go to trial? Huh? Forget about the backbiting. That's the least of it. How do you go to trial when you know they're going to break out that 15-year-old, the 15-year transvestite affair? Did you hear about that? The affair that he had with the transvestite for 15 years, and the transvestite was described as looking like Lawrence Taylor in a wig. Yeah, and him and Marv used to hang out at the Riga Royal Hotel and sing show tunes. Marv's in the underwear. That guy's in a dress. Picture that. Give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. And then the woman who said that she went in to fix the fax machine at the hotel, right? Marv was in underwear and a garter belt at the door, and she still went in. You know what? That's pretty much the international sign for runaway. When you see Marv Albert in the women's underwear with the garter belt, toupee askew. Ah! She walks right past him. Is there something wrong with the fax machine? Is that Victoria's Secret? That's very nice. Lawrence Taylor, I'm a huge Giants fan. I love you. There's nothing wrong with this fax machine. Oh, leave me alone! Oh, my God. And the wildest thing about the whole trial to me, amongst all the weird facts, was that, did you notice that Marv actually gave his toupee a haircut to show up in court? Did you notice that? He trimmed up the toupee as if that was going to make him look more innocent. Yes! Yes! If the toupee fits, you must acquit! Yes! Then they had a dominatrix on hard copy who said for like 11 years Marv has been coming over and he uses a fake name. You know what the fake name he used was? Steve Albert, his brother! That's how bright Marv is.
Yeah, I'm Steve Albert, yeah.
Jesus, Herb Albert would have been better, you know what I mean?
I'm Herb Albert, that's my brass section, the Tijuana guys. That's Lawrence Taylor, just give him the ball, he'll be happy. Don't touch the hair!
Wow, that's a creepy one. That puts a whole new slant on that that tape of the Rangers winning the cup back in 94, huh? Oh, yeah. So let me ask you this. Is it impossible to get a cup of coffee-flavored coffee anymore in this country? Huh? What happened with coffee? Did I miss a fucking meeting with the coffee, huh? You can get every other flavor except coffee-flavored coffee. They got mochaccino, they got chocaccino, frappuccino, cappuccino, rappuccino, alpuccino. What the fuck? www.whatthefuck.com. I walked into a Starbucks about a year ago, a little kid behind the counter. I go, yeah, give me a regular.
Regular what?
Coffee. What flavor?
Coffee flavored.
I'll stick that menu right up your ass, kid. Menu. Coffee doesn't need a menu. It needs a cup. That's all it needs. Maybe a saucer underneath the cup. That's it. You been in Dunkin' Donuts lately? The last bastion of coffee, flavored coffee? It's gone. Forget about it. You walk in there now, there's people wearing berets. They're writing poetry on computers. There's a kid behind the counter. Would you like a coffee colada? Fuck no. www.blowme.com. Coffee culotta. The hell's that about? Man, when I was a kid, Dunkin' Donuts had two things, coffee and donuts, and that was it. You took the donut, you dumped it in the coffee, thus the fucking title of the place. Dunkin' Donuts. So all they had, donuts and coffee, nothing else. They had no ice, no napkins, no soda, no salt, no pepper, no pate, no croissant, nothing. Walk in there now, there's soup flying around. People are eating finger sandwiches. Think of the donuts on display in a case, like relics from a former era, you know? Here's what we used to serve. We used to fry them up and sell them by the dozen back in the 70s. God almighty. And you can't smoke in any of these coffee places. Can't smoke in Starbucks, can't smoke in Joe Bar, can't smoke in Dunkin' Donuts. Sure that coffee was invented by guys who were sitting around smoking anyways, right? I just wanted to drink something that would let them stay up late and smoke fucking more. That's my theory. Just ask me or Columbo. He'll back me up on this one. Peter Falk and Dennis Leary today walked into a Starbucks and shot 27 people without any announcement whatsoever. I actually gave the coffee up for a while. They reached that point with me. I said, you know what? I'm not going to have a heart attack in front of some 18-year-old haiku-writing motherfucker in a Starbucks, okay? It's just not going to happen. That was just my luck. He just came in here and he was yelling at me about coffee-flavored coffee, whatever the hell that is. And then he called me a haiku-writing motherfucker. I'm glad he's dead. I really am. So I gave it up. In the morning, I would suck down two Cokes back to back to get that caffeine jolt, right? So about a year ago, I'm working in Long Island making a movie. I'm driving around in my truck, and I see a 7-Eleven, and it dawns on me, of course, 7-Eleven. I can get a cup of coffee-flavored coffee in 7-Eleven. What could be more basic than a 7-goddamn-11? I walk in there, sure enough, two big aluminum metal containers like the old days, right? One's labeled decaf. The other one has no label. What would you think?
I think you would think, what do I do? I pour myself a nice cup of coffee. I get up to the counter, pick the cup up there to pay for it. Behind the counter, another 18-year-old kid, okay? Head shaved, all right? Both ears pierced, okay? Both nostrils pierced. Both eyebrows fucking pierced. Tattoos coming out of the sleeves on both arms. He's got baggy pants on, okay? They start at his knees, and this is all underwear right here, okay? Here's the pants, and here's the underwear. It's 27 inches of underwear. What the fuck is that about, okay? Explain it to me. That's one of the most basic rules that we all know about. The underwear goes inside the pants. Not here, not here, not here. Inside the fucking pants. That's why it's called under fucking wear. Boy. Oh, I'm standing there looking at him. Now he starts to talk to me. This is how he talks to me. Yo, man, what's up? What's up, man? And he's white. He's waving gang signs at me. What's up, man? And he's fucking white. He's talking to me like he's a card-carrying member of the Wu-Tang Clan. You know what? You're not in the Wu-Tang Clan, okay? You're not even in a Tribe Called Quest, asshole. You're in a 7-Eleven, you're 18 years old, you don't know shit about shit, and pull up your pants. And his tongue's hanging out. You know why his tongue is hanging out? Okay? Because there's a 5-pound steel stud embedded in the middle of it. That's why. What the fuck is that about? When I was a teenager, I wouldn't get a steel thing put in the middle of my tongue. That's one more thing for your dad to grab a hold of when he's pissed off at you. Come here. How do you wake up one morning and go, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to get a piece of steel shot right through the middle of my tongue. Yeah, I'm going to pay a big, fat, hairy, sweaty, tattooed guy to do it to me, too. Then I'll get a piece of steel shot through my cock. Yeah, that'll be fun, yeah. Then I'm going to get a metal rod that sticks out of my ass, makes my underwear stick out even further. Then I'm going to get a keychain attached to my balls. I always know where my keys and my balls are. So I'm standing there with my coffee, trying to pay for my coffee. He's looking at me. Take my coffee and I leave. I get in the truck. I'm driving. Coffee's in the cup holder. I'm thinking about what a fucking retard that kid was. Hoping my kids don't turn out like that. All of a sudden, I smell maple syrup in my truck. I'm like, did the kids spill maple syrup in here? And realize it's coming from my coffee. Somebody spilled maple syrup in my coffee. I go back to the 7 goddamn 11. I walk in, put the thing on the counter. Yo, 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 yo. Come here. Come over here. Somebody spilled maple syrup in my coffee. No, flavor of the month, man, at the maple nut crunch. It's the maple nut crunch. Maple nut crunch, okay. Maple nut fucking crunch. Are you gonna tell me that Juan Valdez is down in Bogota right now fielding a field full of maple nuts? I don't fucking think so. As a matter of fact, I bet my left maple nut that he's not. Pull up your pants. My mom used to tell me when I was growing up, Dennis, why don't you wake up and smell the coffee? You know what, Mari did? It smelled like fucking waffles, okay? I just throw all the breakfast stuff into my coffee. Put an egg in there. Eggachino. Let's go. Come on. How about some Cocoa Puffs? Puffachino. Yeah. God damn it. There was no reason to screw around with the coffee. Coffee was fine the way it was. It was one of the rules. Coffee in the morning. Just plain old coffee. You want to break the rules? It's fine with me. Pay the price. Beer, same thing now. Who knew that beer-flavored beer would be a special order? Have you had this experience in New York City? Huh? You're walking around a neighborhood you don't live in, but you've been in a million times before, and you see a brand new bar. Looks like an Irish bar, right? You walk in with your friend. Still looks like an Irish bar. There's a bartender behind the bar. You walk up and you go, hey, there's a couple of Budweisers. I can't do that. Why not? Well, because this isn't really a bar. Oh, well, what is it? This is a micro brewery.
Oh, really, asshole? Well, why don't you go in the back and micro brew me up a batch of fucking Budweiser then, okay? Because this is America and I am very thirsty. Pull up your pants! Micro brewery. Same thing with the whiskey now. Used to be able to just get a shot of whiskey. Not anymore. It's always a big story that goes along with the whiskey now. Is that my whiskey? Yeah, it's not just whiskey. What is it? Well, it's 182-year-old oak barrel-aged special family recipe sipping whiskey. Hey, really? What's this? Clang! Give me another one, all right? Now give me another. I'm gonna sip the whole fucking bottle, asshole. And bring me a nice big bowl of pretzels, too, while you're at it, shithead. My brother-in-law comes over last Christmas. Hey, man, look what I got for Christmas. What's that? Special Sam Adams Christmas beer dispenser, man. Oh, really? Yeah, it's six different flavors. You know what? Put it in the fridge. Put it in the bottom of the fridge and bury it. So months go by, of course, right? And now I'm watching the hockey playoffs, and I'm eating pretzels, and I'm thirsty, and I'm thinking, oh, man, oh, the game's tight. I go out, and I open the refrigerator door, and I can see a beer out of the corner of my eye. I grab it, I pull it up here, I open it up, oh, we almost scored it. Cranberry ale. Cranberry nut crunch fucking ale. Let me tell you something, folks. Cranberries and beer do not go together, okay? One's for bladder infections, one's for getting drunk. I'm 40. I don't need to be standing in my kitchen tasting cranberries during a hockey game. I take a look at the label of my beer. You know what's on my beer label? Santa Claus is on my beer label. Santa, I swear to God. You know, Mike Ditka can be on my beer label. Dick Butkus, Cindy Crawford, they can all be on my beer label, not fucking Santa, okay? Why don't you put the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy on there, too? Call it Pussy Ale while you're at it. Go ahead. Oh, my God. Pete's Brew, Pete's Wicked Brew, Pete's Wicked Summer Brew. Who the fuck is Pete? Fuck Pete! Pete. I can't believe I have to get angry about this shit. I never thought they changed the beer and the coffee. Who knew? I'm gonna open my own bar, okay? It's gonna be the most retro bar in the history of New York. We're gonna serve coffee, donuts, cigarettes, beer, and whiskey, and that's it! That's right. We're going to call it McLeary's. We're going to play the Rolling Stones 24 hours a day. And you know what? If I see just a millimeter of underwear, you're out. And we're going to have a big metal detector to get all those cock ring guys, too. Oh, yeah. Right at the front door. Beep, beep, beep. You got a cock ring? No, I'm right there. You lying piece of shit. Get out. And all we play is the Stones, 24 hours a day. That's all we're playing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No house, no techno, no rave, no Puff Daddy, no fucking Puff the Magic Dragon or H&R Puffin' Stuff or Chemical Brothers or Chemical Sisters or Cock or Shock or Rock Pockin' Beats. No. No hip, trip, skip, chip, flip, fucking hop. No. Stones all the time. To the President of the United States. I would snap like this 18 times a day. Right from the first get-go in the morning. Mr. President, what? Get Air Force One, I want to blow some shit up. When I'm president, boy, things are going to change. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Things are going to change when I'm the President of the United States. Yep. My domestic policy? Fuck you. My foreign policy? Fuck you. So I do every day. I come out in the White House lawn. I just run out and I go, ah! Back inside. President Leary today came out and gave the fuck you dance on the White House lawn as he does every day. And then he told Switzerland to build a chocolate watch. Tell you something else. When I'm President of the United States, all you assholes who ride bikes in the city, lock and load, okay? You're going down. Yeah, what the fuck are you people thinking about, huh? You want to ride a bike in the city? Move to China. Go ahead. Eat some rice for the rest of your life.
Are you fucking insane riding a bike around the middle of Manhattan traffic, huh? There's no speed limit in New York. Have you noticed that? Have you ever seen a speed limit sign in Manhattan? No, they don't exist. Red lights here mean stop if you want to. Last guy who got a speeding ticket in Manhattan was the guy who crashed his plane into the Empire State Building back in 1937. Wake the fuck up and smell the maple nut crunch. They drive me fucking nuts. They got their little spandex pants on, their little gloves, and they're riding around. I have the right to ride my bike right in the middle of traffic. And I have my little whistle. Ping, ping. I have a horn. Blah, blah, you're dead. Fuck. I don't get it. You know? Why don't you just put on clown pants and ride a unicycle right down Fifth Avenue? Hey, look at me. Bunch of parasail down Broadway. Look at me. I have the right to do this. No, you don't. Snip, snip, you. Happy now. You seen the cops who have to ride the bikes? Oh, aren't they the saddest looking motherfuckers? Oh, man. Oh, there's not one happy one in the whole city, man. They're totally bummed out. You know they come from families full of cops, right? Their dad was a cop, their grandfather was a cop. They dreamed of being a cop their whole life. They go through the academy, they're waiting for that graduation day to get all the stuff. The graduation day comes, yeah, here's a badge, a bike, and a pair of shorts. Stop crying, go ahead, go ahead. You want more stuff? Here's some white socks and flip-flops. Go ahead, stop crying. You want a siren? Make one with your mouth. Go ahead. Oh, man, this sucks. Oh. I'm not stopping any crimes, man. I don't care if somebody gets killed right in front of me. I'm not stopping. I'm just going to ride my bike for 8 hours and go home. I'm not going to meet any chicks this way. Been to Vegas lately, any of you? Because I was there for a couple of weeks when we were on the tour. Yeah, okay. You know what I noticed in Vegas? I noticed this one little thing. We have some fat fucking people in this country. It is out of control. Have you seen them sitting at the sloppy seats? They're so fat, the stool is all the way up their ass. And they just sit there and have food delivered. And they eat and play the slots. Clang, clang, eating money. Clang, clang, clang. They fart, stools fly across the way. These people make Elvis look anorexic. You know what I'm talking about. Stop eating. And I am fed up with the little denial phrases they have too, you know. Well, I'm not fat. I'm husky. I'm poorly. I'm stout. Oh, okay. I'm big boned. You're big assed, okay? Dinosaurs are big boned. Put the fork down. No, yeah, you know, we got to do something, because we all have fat people in our families, and you know what? If we don't stop them soon, they're just going to start blowing up, I swear to God. We're going to have a country full of sumo wrestlers either way. And they keep finding more denial stuff. There's a doctor now, I'd like to see what size he is, a doctor in L.A. who came up with a theory that being fat is actually a virus. Oh, I guess I'm the asshole here, right? Because every other virus we know about is a flesh-eating virus, right? The common cold, AIDS, cancer, but he's found the one that makes you bigger. Okay, yep. That's all that fat person in each family needs. Now we're at Thanksgiving with the fat person going, well, I'm not actually overeating. I'm trying to keep the virus at bay. Look, I'm trying to help you here, okay? You have a choice. It's either me or Richard Simmons coming over your house, all right? He's going to cry and shave his legs. I think you want me. I really do. I think I'm the better choice. And there are definitely signs, folks, that you should stop eating, okay? Let's make that very clear. Remember the 7,000-pound guy in Long Island a couple years ago had chest pains? And they had to cut a wall out of the house to get him to the hospital. Folks, that's the first sign, okay? When you're calling the construction crew before you call the hospital, stop fucking eating! But I am having chest pains. Knock this wall down here. Yeah, a crane and a dumpster to take me to the hospital in. And call the head of the hospital, get some walls taken out over there. And give me a dozen donuts, because this fucking virus is killing me. It really is. See, I could never be a fat guy. Tell you why. One simple reason, okay? The first day I wake up and I can't see my dick, I stop eating, okay? Honey, I can't see my dick. Get the dog the food, because now I'm going to Ethiopia. I can't see it. Can you see it? I can't feel it. Freak. I have to see my dick first thing in the morning. It's the kind of relationship we have. Wake up first thing. Hey, how you doing? Great. How you doing? Terrific. You want to jerk off now? Yeah, why not? Oh, yeah, jerking off is like an aerobic thing for me now. I'm 40, man. I do it every day. I do it every day. I've even gone beyond porno. I'm back to regular network TV. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People wonder why Caroline in the City is getting such big ratings. I'll tell you why. I know why. You also want to make an announcement? That I am pro-tit all the way, okay? That President Larry, pro-tit all the way. I love tits. I would like to be the mayor of Tit Town if I could, okay? I'd like to drive a big truck full of tits down the Tit Turnpike right into the middle of Tit Town. I'd like to have my own talk show about tits, Tit Talk, okay? That's how passionate I am about the tits. I love them all. But I think I actually love the small tits better than the big tits because the big tits get all the attention. I love those little small, little fucking peach and plump shaped little hand-sized tits. They're great. I love to look at them. How you doing? Talk to them. What's going on? Look at me. I got my face next to a tit. Men are mollified by tits. We don't know why. We just are. We don't have to see naked tits to get mollified. We just freeze up, even at the sight of cleavage. Waitress leans over the table the right way. That's how we can end war. Get the Goodyear blimp, paint it up like a big tit, put a nipple on it. Fly over the Middle East during a confrontation. And another demo. Look at the tit, look at the tit, look at the tit. It's going away. President Larry today sent the Goodyear tit into the Middle East to solve the problem between the Jews and the Palestinians, which it did. Oh, come on. Oh, man, a child poop lighter. Fuck that. You know what? The funny thing about those things is I can't light my cigarette. I can't figure the thing out. Meanwhile, my kids are uptown setting fires all over Manhattan right now. Just give me a fetus-proof lighter while you're at it, okay? Just in case. Here's another thing I do when I'm the president, by the way. Every day during, like, lunchtime, I come out of the White House, I do this. President Larry today came out and did the cigarette dance instead of the fuck you dance. Much to the delight of the onlooking crowds. Yeah. My kids. My kids are into Hanson now. Oh, you have no idea. You know, kids like to play the same song over and over again. Oom-bop, oom-bop, oom-bop. And the funny thing is, I've actually come to love Hanson because of it, and I'll tell you why. You know why? Because these kids are a giant rehab festival just waiting to happen. Oh, yeah. They are going to crash and burn so quickly, it's going to be fucking great. Their parents might as well call up Willis and Gary Coleman right now and have a meeting. I can't wait. Especially the drummer. What's he, 6? Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's going down. Mark my words. Oh, yeah. They're going to find him in a motel room with a hooker and an 8-ball. Mark my words. Mark my words. Yeah. He's going to ask me all the way up inside the hooker's vagina. You know what I mean? They're going to have to pull him out. Come on. What are you doing? I don't know. I'm 6 and I have credit cards. What the fuck? Oom-boppy, 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 oom. We're all gonna laugh, aren't we, when it happens? And you're gonna think of me, and I'm gonna think of you. Nice little connection between all of us. We're gonna think of the hooker and the vagina, aren't we? Yes, we are. A little mental picture. You start laughing, your friends are like, what are you laughing at? I can't tell you. You weren't there. I got good kids. I love my kids. I'm trying to bring them up the right way. Not spanking them. I find that I don't have to spank them. I find that waving the gun around pretty much gets the same job done. Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to kill me, they are. You know, I try to explain the rules to them, you know what I mean? The rules go in one ear and out the other. Close the door. How hard hard can that be to remember close the door? You just open it, close it behind you. I have a dog. I've seen him close the door with his nose. And he's a dog. Apparently a kid's dream house is just a house with no doors. The leaves blow in. There's bats flying around in there. They don't care. Started out with two kids. Now we think there's 12. Starting to think that other parents are dropping their kids off at my house so they can puke, shit their pants, break stuff, and then leave. That's what the dog told me. They are unbelievable. You know, if you don't have kids, I don't know how to describe it to you. I really don't. I don't know how to describe it to you. You know, it's like, I don't know what it's like. It's like having drunken midgets around the house. That's what it's like, folks. That's what it's like. It's like a rodeo clown car pulled up and 15 rodeo clowns got out and they're running around and you can't catch them. It's like there's monkeys on acid hanging off the lights. Come down and you can't reach them. Come down! We keep thinking that they're going to wake up one day and they'll go, oh, now I know the rules. But they don't. Just like listening to Oom-Bop over and over again. Every day is the same thing. It always starts the same exact way. Close the door. Give me that bag of Oreos. You're not having Oreos for breakfast. No TV right now. Close the door. No, leave the dog alone. Will you please find your shoes? Give me that bag of Oreos. Find your shoes. You put your shoes on. I don't know what your shoes are. I didn't have your shoes on. Close the door. Put that. No, don't cut the dog's hair right now. Come on. Those are his shoes. Go tell him you have his shoes and then find your shoes. Close that door. Put the phone down. Who are you calling? You're too young to call anybody. Don't feed Oreos to the dog. Give me that bag of Oreos. No. Close that door. Yeah, no. Those are your shoes. They have to be. Who are you? I want ID. Let me see some ID. And your life, immediately when they hit age 5, becomes about quiet. You just want peace and quiet. That's what you want. You want the fighting to stop. Can't we all just get along? You turn into Rodney King, you do. If you don't have kids, take this note down. Don't buy the toys that make the noise. That's the key thing. If there's a toy that has a button on it that makes noise, they're going to press that button like Bart Simpson over and over again for days at a time. Blah, 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 blah. Their friends come over. Hey, cool. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. So you stop buying the toys that make the noise. But then you know what happens? The in-laws buy the toys that make the noise. They drop them off at your house and then they leave. And you're stuck with the toys that make the noise. Have you heard about the Darth Vader bank toy? Oh, let me tell you about this toy. So don't buy this toy. Mark that down too. The toy is this big. It's bigger than the kids. It's Darth Vader. He's standing like this. He's got that super duper Oakland Raiders helmet on, you know what I mean? Here's the gig with the toy. The kids put money in the front of the mask, okay? And here's what happens immediately after the coin goes in. Beautiful, Luke. For 15 fucking minutes! And they bring the other kids from the other houses over and they put money in, so it goes on for hours. Use the force, Luke. Third day, the mechanism breaks. Yes. So now it doesn't need money to go off. It just goes off randomly in the middle of the night. And in my house, my kids and my wife, they sleep like wood, not me. I'm an insomniac. I find myself 40 years old, naked, creeping to go to the bathroom in my house like this. Just so I don't have to hear James Earl Jones' fucking voice. And right at the last step, right before I have to go to the bathroom, I was like,
Dennis, I'm on again. Come here and turn me off.
I'm giving the finger to Darth Vader in the middle of the night. Isn't that right? Shut up. And now he's full of money and we can't get the money out and he's still talking to us.
Oh, I have all the money.
Just want some peace. What? You know what I mean? Just for a few days. I don't want the dangerous quiet. You know what that is, right? That's the one during the day when the kids are in the house and you're in the kitchen reading the paper, right? Reading the paper for about 15 minutes. And slowly it dawns on you. Hey, wait a minute. Hello? Go in the dining room, nobody. Living room, nobody. Go by the bedrooms and by the bathroom. I hear this little voice inside the bathroom. It's my daughter. I think she doesn't like to take baths at all. Never mind, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What's she doing? I open the door. You know what she's doing? She's giving the dog a bath in the toilet. Oh yeah, she's soaping him up and singing away. And like some weird Vegas magician, I gotta pull a dog out of a toilet. Like the great Liratini. Look at that. Boom. I pull a dog out of a toilet. And no explanation. What was that about? Go to your room. Don't touch Darth Vader, please. Thank you. My wife and I bought a home theater system. If you don't have one of these, you should get it. It's unbelievable. Okay, it's a big, giant, widescreen TV. There's like 16 speakers, so you get the surround sound. And you got the big woofer on the ground, makes the floor shake when you listen to Jurassic Park, right? And it's got the big rack of stuff, the VCR and the DVD and the laser display and a bunch of other stuff. You don't even know what it is, but it looks fucking great. It's really shiny. Had it for 8 hours, okay? 8, count. Actually, it was only 4 hours because the guy was installing before, so I had it for 4 hours officially, okay? Put the kids to bed, get a copy of Apocalypse Now. Yeah, Dennis Hopper hopped up on coke and 16 speaker stereo surround. That's great. I go to put the tape in. Cling, 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 cling. Won't go in. Cling, cling, cling. Won't go in. Reach inside the VCR. You know what's inside the VCR? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Smucker's strawberry. I tasted it. Now, I would like to believe that I don't have retards in my family bloodline. I'm hoping it wasn't as stupid as I'm done with this. It goes in here. Now. I'm hoping it was more thoughtful. Hey, maybe if I put this in here, I can watch the peanut butter and jelly movie. And I can really hear the crunchy parts. So, I wake them all up and I have a little people's court session down in my TV room at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm your host, Ed Koch. Exhibit A, the sandwich. Exhibit B, the VCR. Does anybody have an explanation as to how this could have happened? You know what I get? I get a sea full of dumbfounded faces. My oldest one, my son Jack, steps forward. Dad, maybe the sandwich was flying around the house. It was flying around the house, and central headquarters called them and told them to dock here in the VCR. They docked. No, they didn't. Food does not dock. Pull up your pants. I look over in the corner, the dog is eating the peanut butter sandwich and it's stuck to the roof of his mouth. These are the people I live with. It happened. They wanted a dog. They had the kids. They had a union meeting, apparently. When they came out of the union meeting, they picked a spokesman. It was Jack. We want a dog. Great idea. I love dogs. You know what I picture? I picture the big, giant, 7-foot-tall, 350-pound Irish wolfhound, huh? Named Buck! Arr! Gonna have free leases and people to keep him down. No, Buck, put that mailman back! Arr! 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 Buck, the scourge of the Upper West Side! Arr! Arr! But of course, they got the dog while I was away. So we got a little tiny little black little faggy little half Pomeranian half French poodle little pound and a half little thing that's supposed to be a dog. I could throw this dog 60 yards, I guarantee you. Run a post pattern, go out, go, 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 go. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back. Of course, that was Dennis Leary, Lock and Load, and wrapped up with Iggy Pop doing Drink New Blood. And, well, I have kind of a truncated show this week because I started late, but that's okay because last week I did a 3-hour show. But be that as it may, I will eventually get all this stuff up on the podcast. And you, my lovely live listening audience, got to enjoy the show as it happened. So, in the meantime, everybody, be good to everybody. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to all the people around you. Be kind to me. Share love. Be kind to the little children. And quit lying and all that stuff. All right. Bye-bye.